Well, let us sing then to God's glory in Psalm 118. We're in this psalm this afternoon. Psalm 118, and we sing verses 1 to 9. Let us read some verses in 1 Peter chapter 2 and reading from the beginning down to about verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 2, the opening verses. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. And to you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. And so on, let us pray together. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that as we read and sing from the scriptures again now, that we would be conscious of the power that lies, the latent, inherent, unchanging divine power that lies embedded in these very words that we sing and read and listen to this afternoon. And that in these words, God's voice is speaking to us in order to bring us to our senses and to bring us to the Savior, to deliver us from our own foolish, darkened hearts, and to lead us into the light that points always and only to Jesus Christ. As we so gather then, our Heavenly Father, we pray that we would do so with humility and gratitude combined, not with humility only, because we know that even heathens can have a sense of awe in the presence of a divine power, and not only with gratitude, but also with a holy, humble gratitude, recognizing that salvation is all of God's doing and none of our doing. We contribute nothing to salvation. We are the recipients and the receivers always of God's free gifts of grace, and always salvation is of the Lord. Help us then come in the name of Jesus Christ to value that name, that stone that we've been reading about already, that to those who believe he is precious, exceedingly precious. And, O God, our Father in heaven, we pray that the name of Jesus would be sweet to our taste and to our hearing, that it would drive away our fears, that it would console our troubled hearts, that it would bespeak to us the message of salvation, the name of Jesus. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. May it be so with us today, O God. May it not be a commonplace name. May it not be over familiarly used or over frequently used. May it be the name of the Lord. May it be reverentially withheld for special occasions and for special entreaties and praises. And so this afternoon, as we come again, we do so on the authority of the Scripture. We are reminded by Christ that where even two or three are gathered in his name, that he is there in the midst. And we know, O God, that this is a great mystery, and we do not understand fully the magnitude and the meaning of the presence of Christ. And yet, on the basis of his promise to us, we believe that he delights to gather with us and to come amongst his disciples as he did in the days of his earthly flesh. And he was longing to have the companionship of his people, and that we should companion one with the other. And so this afternoon again, we so gather as the church that he has called out of darkness into his marvelous light, called together, called to be one in the midst of diversity and variety, yet unity, the unity of the Spirit. And we pray that we would seek to maintain that unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, that we'd be careful by the things that we say and do, the attitudes that we express, and the attitudes that others sense from us, that we would be endeavoring never to be divisive or destructive or in any way be a disconsolation to the people of God. Help us, Heavenly Father, to remember the words of the Apostle when he urged the Ephesians, striving together for the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Not the peace of death, the peace of compromise, but the peace that has to do with peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of salvation, the peace that comes from the assurance that God is for us and not against us. The peace that comes from knowing that all is well with our souls. The peace that comes from belonging to the family of God, and to be a citizen in the kingdom of God. So help us now, O God Most High, to fall down and to worship, to be thankful for this gathering, this occasion, this place provided for us. And we do with gratitude once again remember those who have put this place at our disposal in our need at this particular time. And we pray that you would bless them as in their own way they have contributed to the defense and the expansion of the gospel by these kindnesses to God's people at such a time as this. And so we remember them now. We remember those who mourn. We remember once again our Queen Elizabeth and the royal family and the Commonwealth at this time. And we remember all others, the unnamed multitudes, the multitudes of widows and widowers and parentless children and all others who mourn. This world, O God, is a mourning world. It is a veil of tears. It is going to be for us a sorrowful place sooner or later, probably sooner than later, as we too have to face an empty place in the home and in our hearts. So we remember the mourning world, and we remember that God cares for the mourners and the brokenhearted. We are reminded by the Apostle, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions in order that we might be able to comfort others with that comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. And so may we know the comfort of the Lord, the comfort of the gospel, and may we be comforters to others as Jesus Christ was a comforter to so many. And he has sent the blessed Holy Spirit to be our comforter, our strengthener, our paracletos, our great one who stands beside us and who does so much for us and in us. So we give thanks to God, O Lord, our faithful Father in heaven, and we praise thy great and holy name, and this always and only through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now we're going to read further in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 21, and reading from verse 33 in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, at verse 33 to the end of the chapter. Our Lord Jesus Christ is speaking another parable. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and dug a winepress in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he went sent his servants to the husbandmen that he might receive the fruit of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard comes, what will he do unto those husbandmen? They said unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said unto them, did you not read in this scripture, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringeth forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they perceived that he spoke of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. And just a few verses further on in Ephesians, in chapter 2, in Ephesians from verse number 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. And so on. Now the notices are our Wednesday meeting, of course, at 7 o'clock in one of the other rooms in this building. That's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Next Lord's Day, the morning service, 10:30, will be again a recorded service. And the afternoon service at 4:30 will be, God willing, here once again. We remind the deacons that we're due a deacon's court this coming Tuesday, 7 o'clock deacon's court this Tuesday. What else do we have here? We welcome, of course, visitors. It's nice to see one or two faces that we haven't seen for a while. And it's nice to see you looking so well and so eager. So we welcome also those who are listening in to these recorded messages. The offering will be received now. Psalm number 118 is where we sing again, and verses 15 to 23.